And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Hi, it is Anthony Inman and Brian. Well, I was just saying hello. She introduced me. I say hi. Don't give me those looks. Wish people could see the looks that you give me sometimes.
I don't.
I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the table. That's better. And we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. In the last hour of the program, you heard the first 10 plus our Entertainment 411 and the lowdown. In this hour of the program, the top 10 plus an interview with Colin Stetson, great jazz musician, and he is playing at a local event in our area, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded and broadcast. And you'll hear about that coming up a little later on. But first, Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
You will find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 albums over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Awesome. And if you want to contact us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. Great ways if you're a fan to reach out to us, if you want to talk to us. And also, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on the show amidst the charts. So please reach out and let us know, and we will definitely do that for you in throughout the countdown. Now, we're going to get into the countdown because we've got that interview coming up with Colin Stetson. I don't want you to wait too long for it. I know you're itching. You're like, man, I love that guy. He's such a great jazz musician. I want to hear it. Well, you're going to hear it. Even if you don't want to, you're going to hear it. I'm going to make you listen to it.
All right. Well, we're going to jump in some tunes here. Number 10, down from Three Imaginary Cities. Their newest is called Fall of Romance, and you're going to hear a track coming up called Bells of Cologne. Then you're going to hear Cold Stare by Dead Ghost from their newest record, Sitting Still at Falling Two Spots at number 9 from number 7, and it's called Can't Get No. And Sitting Still at number 8 is Daft Punk's latest Random Access Memories. You'll also hear a track from that, and then we'll be back.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
When you look into my eyes, I'm feeling so.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Give Life Back to Music by Daft Punk. This week, sitting still number 8 is their newest record, Random Access Memories. Before that, number 9, down 2 spots, was Dead Ghosts. And from Can't Get No, you heard a track called Cold Stare. And starting off that set was Bells of Cologne. Falling from number 3 to number 10 was Imaginary Cities. And that is off of their album, Fall of Romance.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com and facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook, so check it out. We get some information up there on the show and much, much more. So check us out on the line, if that ever was a phrase. Probably not, though. So it is a reference to a movie that many people may or may not have seen, which was The Internship with those two guys in Wedding Crashers whose names elude me right now. This is not a good story at all.
You're great.
This is going downhill very quickly. Anyway, so
you're a regular Stuart McLean.
I could be a Paul Harvey and give the rest of the story. But no one wants to hear that.
I don't understand that reference.
No? You're not old. I don't know if it was just an American broadcast or if I'm just older than you.
You're literally not older than me.
I'm an old soul. I'm an old soul. And I don't know what that means either.
You're a lunatic.
All right, we're going to keep it moving along here. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7.
Falling 2 spots to number 7 is Boards of Canada from the new record Tomorrow's Harvest. Here's a track called Sick Times.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
That was Boards of Canada on the Earshot 20, and now we are taking a break from the countdown to chat with Montreal-based jazz artist Colin Stetson. His latest album, New History Warfare Volume 3, To See More Light, has not only gained acclaim, but has landed him a Polaris Prize shortlist nomination as well. Colin joins us on the line. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
So how do you react to all of the fanfare and all the acclaim that's come out and being nominated for the Polaris Prize?
How I react? I'm pleased. I'm pretty pleased by it. It's really fantastic, especially given that this is the third volume in this trilogy that I've been working on, and that volume two several years ago had gotten up onto that onto the shortlist as well. So it's pretty fantastic. It's pretty mind blowing that someone as a solo saxophonist can make that list amongst such other amazing Canadian bands in both these past couple of years. So I'm pretty psyched and pretty damn thankful.
And it's quite interesting, the type of music that you perform and that you put out is quite different than many of the other artists that are nominated for that prize. Do you find that encouraging, that people are starting to gain an appreciation for different styles, different types of music?
Oh, of course. But I mean, I'm certainly not alone in the, you know, the growing trend of more abstract sounds and musics that are based in less conventional structure. That those things could be, you know, coming more into the mainstream. It's all a really, really encouraging phenomenon that's been happening over the course of the past, 5 to 10 years, and I of course am personally very happy about it. But I think it says something largely about the state of music, the state of, you know, people's listening habits, the state of especially in Canada as well. For a country of not that many people, there's such a diversity of sound and of music that's coming out of everybody who lives here. So it's encouraging. It's pretty awesome. I'm a fan.
I wanted to talk a bit about your latest album, New History Warfare Volume 3. It's part of a trilogy. And is there a story being told? And what does Volume 3 represent in that story arc?
There's a number of things happening with Volume 3. There's a number of levels in terms of story and of narrative and of, you know, imagery and theme. Overall, I mean, it would be hard for me to sum up the trilogy in its entirety at this point. Suffice to say, it's somewhat of a kind of a modern mythology as told by me at this point in my life. But the third volume specifically is really dealing with death. And initially, it kind of developed as a study of the relationship between death and love and our concepts of those things in our life. The fact that they seem to be interwoven in terms of their meaning, and kind of they gain their meaning and their importance and their depth and weight by the presence of each other in the way that we experience them. But ultimately, I think it really became, I mean, the title of the record to me is just dealing with the concept of afterlife and the notion that because we can't, because it's impossible for a conscious creature to conceive of its own end, that there must be something after that ending. To me, as someone who wasn't raised with religion or in the church, and who doesn't believe, you know. So I never got taught that there, that such a thing was you know, was one of these givens in life. To me, this is kind of like a study on why really that it is that we need to have that reassurance that we don't end, and ultimately an acceptance of the fact that it, everything points to oblivion. But not to sound overly dark, because I actually do feel that it's more of an uplifting message, as far as I'm trying to tell it in the context of the record, more triumphal than of a doomsday or something like that.
All right, Colin Gidget, hang on the line for just a minute as we jump back into the charts. At number 6, up from number 21 last week, here is The Danks on the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Top 20 this week at number 6, and now we're back to chatting with Colin Stetson. Now, you'll be on stage at Sappy Fest this weekend. What can people expect from your live show?
It's pretty stripped down. It's pretty bare bones. It's just, it's exactly what my music is. There's nothing, I won't be, there's no frills. I'm just going to be playing mostly music from the third volume on my saxophones, so they can expect me and my instruments and that music, not much more or less.
And you are on stage at Sappy Fest. And just throw a plug in there for this show. It is at 9 p.m. on the main stage on Sunday, August 4th. And Sappy Fest runs from Friday, August 2nd to Sunday, August 1st. So if you're hearing this live, it's Friday. And so you have time to get out and still go and enjoy a lot of the great music that's going to be happening, including Colin Stetson. And if you're not hearing this live, well, I guess you'll have to get tickets next year. So what's next for you? What's going to be on your horizon as an artist after things start to calm down for you from New History Warfare Volume 3?
Well, there's never really too much of a calm down for me. I'm already pretty much, you know, well into several other projects. So I'm working on a new band with some friends in New York, and working on a couple new solo records, as well as some work with my girlfriend Sarah Neufeld and with my sister. So there's some things on the horizon that should probably pop up sometime next year. We'll see. No dates yet. No solid release plans. But things are getting worked on. I don't really tend to take too much of a break, even though I probably should.
ColinStetson.com is the website where you can find all kinds of information, music, and more. Please check it out. Colin, want to thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Colin Stetson on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Sacrifice by Jay Arner from his self-titled debut record, which is at number 4, up from 6. And before that, you heard Sweet Milk Pop by A Tribe Called Red. They're number 5 this week, up from 9. And the new album is called Nation to Nation. You also heard, in amongst all that, interviewing of Colin Stetson. Thanks so much for chatting with us this week. You heard from The Danks, who are at number 6, up from 21. Their new record is called Gank, and you heard a track called Experimental Fiction. And you also heard Sick Times by Boards of Canada. They're at number 7, down from 5, Tomorrow's Harvest.
The Danks Gank. That's funny in itself. That's the greatest. I love it. All right, 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is up, and we have completed the top 20. And again, I will reiterate Brian's thank you to Colin Stetson for joining us on the program. It's really great to chat with him. And again, if you are listening to this program live on Friday, August 2nd, we don't normally date the show, but there is a really awesome festival happening in Sackville, New Brunswick. It's Sappy Fest. Colin will be there along with many others. Sappyfest.ca. Go check out that website if you're interested. You're still looking for something to do on the long weekend in New Brunswick. It's August 2nd to the 4th, and this program airing live right now on August 2nd. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast next year, get your tickets for Sappy Fest because they have really awesome artists.
We're going to jump back in some tunes here with just a little bit of time left to the program. You're going to hear from Lightning Dust at number 3, up one spot this week, and you're going to hear a track from the album Fantasy.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sing still for one more week is Ostra from the album Olympia. You just heard What We Done. Before that, you heard Thank Me Forever by the Ketamines. Their new record's called You Can't Serve Two Masters. It still also sits still this week at number 2. And rising one spot to number 3 was Lightning Dust from the album Fantasy, a track called Loaded Gun.
Yeah, I love the Ketamines. Ketamines, Brian.
Thanks, Anthony. It's such professional radio when you correct people.
You correct me all the time. I only get to throw them in every once in a while, so I like to do it. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate you for doing that for me. All right, that's it. Top 20, done. Thank you very much to Colin Stetson, to our entertainment reporter, Stephen Karlick from Exclaim, and of course to Brian for the lowdown. Next week, we will have a brand new countdown. Brian will be out, but we will have Wayne Hansen in studio, so excited about that. Keep listening for a great show coming along, and hopefully we'll have some interviews to throw into the mix as well. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. If you missed any part of the program, you can find it online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast the show on iTunes. Until next week, thanks for listening, and stick around for more great campus and community radio programming. It is on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.